You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. Every day, you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology.
Have you ever borrowed a book from thousands of miles away? Or sent someone a fax from the beach? You will.
This is Tech in Real Life.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Lizzie.
So we're doing something a little bit different this week. We're not trying out technology in real life together. You are at an event in San Francisco called TechCrunch Disrupt, sort of part marketing party, popularity contest, but also a place where venture capitalists look to put their money behind the future of tech, the next big thing, if you will.
Yes, that's right. It's going on this week in San Francisco. I'm here at Pier 48 in downtown San Francisco all week, close to the Giants baseball stadium and the Bay Bridge. I'm at this sort of giant building that's full of startups. They all have their little booth set up with materials and information. It's almost, you know, like a middle school science fair. There are startup battles that take place. You can win prizes. You can actually, I think the grand prize is $50,000.
Wow.
Most importantly, though, you can get some extra visibility at an event like this.
So what kind of startups are you seeing this year?
Well, a lot of different kinds, actually. I've seen startups that use virtual reality headsets, like the Oculus headset that you've probably seen or heard of. I've seen a startup called Gem that promises to help app developers and small businesses use and pay each other with Bitcoin more easily, securely. I saw one from Israel called Is It You, which is actually designed to help companies deal with their customers through facial recognition by turning your phone into this sort of like face scanning device. Lots of stuff.
You're saying businesses and companies a lot. It sounds like you and I are not the intended audiences for these companies.
Well, you're right. There's actually definitely something happening in the startup world in that it's evolving. I ran into Don Dodge. He's an advisor to venture capital fund Google Ventures. He's been at every Disrupt event since the beginning, about 8 years ago, and has watched it change.
I think the difference is now that startups come to these events to find business partners or to find the first kind of partnerships or integration with other bigger applications. Whereas in the past, they were all about audience and traction and building user base. It's not about building user bases anymore. It's about finding paying customers.
Now, those paying customers aren't you and me, Lizzie. They're businesses and merchants. And in a way, that's a reflection of what you and me actually want or don't want. There was new data from digital analytics firm Comscore last month saying that the majority of smartphone users these days in the States are downloading zero new applications onto their smartphones each month.
So if these new companies aren't targeting me, why do I care about what they're trying to sell to some other big business?
It's a good question. You might not yet, but what I think you're going to see, Lizzie, in the next few years is changes in the applications you use at work. A huge number of startups are trying to make software you use every day at work or remake software that you use every day at work, from email to expense reports to other stuff. They're trying to make this stuff better and more mobile in some cases, and also more social. And while the idea of this stuff at the moment might make you want to claw your eyes out, a social network for your, you know, expense reports, eventually, hopefully, this stuff will make our lives easier as employees and as small business owners, etc. And that could be a good thing.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you, Lizzie.
Get some of our tech in your life. You can download the Marketplace app on Google Play or get it in the iTunes store.